Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello and welcome. Sweets and celebrations, they seem to go hand in hand. Today we're going to talk about celebrating with some healthy sweets, alternatives that can support your energy and health instead of drain your energy and leave you feeling sick and sluggish. There are so many celebratory times or seasons in many cultures, and sometimes the chosen foods don't support good health. This is particularly true of the North American culture. There are many ways to celebrate any special occasion with healthy foods any time of the year so that you're avoiding harmful foods and refined sugars. In this episode, I'll give you some alternative natural sweets. Here's what today's episode will include. Why care about the impact of celebratory foods? We'll talk about the key to staying energetic, and we'll talk about the natural sugar caveat. Then we'll get into natural sweets versus refined sugars, and we'll talk about 5 best natural sweets. And finally, we'll talk about previous related episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast. So let's get started with, why care about the impact of celebratory foods? Of course, each celebration is different, and there are many traditions. Not all celebratory foods are harmful. I am primarily referring to typical North American traditions that involve highly refined foods, deep-fried foods, sugary foods, and refined snack foods that taste great but have a negative impact after the taste is gone. So why should you be concerned about the negative impact of food during special celebrations? If you're anything like me and the way I used to think about celebrations years ago, you might be thinking, life celebrations are really short and not likely to affect my health that much, right? And a person needs to celebrate life's events, right? Well, yes, celebrations are important. And while there is some truth to this particular way of thinking, it's not quite that simple. Here are some factors that enter into why it's important to care. The first factor is the length of the celebration combined with the impact of the food. The overall impact of the food depends on the length of time you're celebrating. Is it a month-long celebration or is it just a one-day event? The amount of time makes a very big difference. Let's look at 2 examples. The first example is Christmas celebrations and all the sweet decadent foods that have very little or no nutrition. If you start consuming eggnog, Christmas baking, and refined snack foods from November 1st and continue until after December 30th, you could find yourself feeling seriously sluggish, brain foggy, unmotivated, craving sweets like crazy, and feeling like you're a few pounds heavier. The second example is attending a wedding celebration that is a one-day or one-evening event. If it's a short event or a small period of time where you consume highly refined or sugary foods or alcohol, the food is not as likely to have a long-term negative effect on you. Another factor to consider is your bioindividuality and how certain foods affect you. It's super important to listen to your body and understand how the foods you are consuming are affecting you, specifically your health. No two people are exactly alike. Because each person's different, the effect of a particular food is bound to be different for you than for someone else. For example, consuming lots of sugary baked goods in one evening might not affect your partner or your brother or your sister or your mother, yet it could send you into relentless sugar cravings for weeks that keep driving you to eat more sugar and sweets. Another factor to consider is that consuming these foods could possibly pull you off track, away from your healthy lifestyle. Consuming sugary foods or refined foods can have a negative impact that lasts longer than the celebration itself. Sugar, refined foods, and manufactured foods all have a very high potential of changing your dietary habits and even your lifestyle habits. What you do consistently every day forms your daily habits. Manufactured foods or refined foods are designed to appeal to you on many levels. In fact, they're designed to set you up for addiction so that you will want more, buy more, and consume more. It's not by accident that you end up craving these foods. Sugar and refined foods steal your energy because they lack nutrition, so you end up with very low energy, and your lifestyle habits can easily change to reflect your low energy. The net effect could be that you don't feel like going for that walk, or playing that game of tennis, or getting on your bike, or even going skiing. Here's the most important reason to care: your long-term health. Thinking about your health through celebratory times and making adjustments is being proactive with your health. Your health is the number one priority. Your health is your biggest asset, bar none. Without good health, nothing else gets done and nothing else matters. The reason I know this to be completely true is because I experienced this in my own life, and I had to be totally focused on regaining my health. If you are flat on your back 24/7 because of poor health, the only thing you're going to be doing is working on getting better. All of your energy and time will be taken up by recovering and working your way towards good health. If you've ever had some sort of illness in your life, some sort of serious illness, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You matter, and your health matters all the time, even when you're celebrating an event. Let's talk about the key to staying energetic. Foods that are healthy will sustain your energy and health because of the nutrition they contain. Healthy foods also contain sugar, but there's a big difference between the natural sugar they contain and the refined sugar that's added to refined foods. Foods that are unhealthy, like sugar, refined foods, and junk foods, do not contain nutrition, and they will absolutely steal your energy. Not only will they steal your energy, they will cause minor health issues at the same time because of the sugar, additives, and chemicals that are in them. For example, they cause blood sugar imbalance, foggy brain, weight gain, headaches, bloating, digestive issues, irritability, lack of concentration, and relentless cravings. And continuing to consume these foods can lead to much more serious health issues like fatty liver disease, heart issues, prediabetes and diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and more. Here's the key to staying energetic and healthy. Moderation. The amount of sugar does matter. Keep in mind that any form of sugar can be unhealthy if it is consumed in large quantities, even the healthiest sugar on earth. So moderation or small quantities is the key. The healthy sugars I'm going to talk about today are from whole, unrefined foods, from fruits in particular. Even though fruit sugars come from a totally healthy, natural source, the amount does matter. That leads us right into the natural sugar caveat. Besides consuming a moderate amount of sugar at one time, there's something I call the natural sugar caveat. It's very important. This caveat or provision involves three nutritional elements that help your body to deal with a moderate amount of any type of sugar and still remain healthy and energetic. These three elements need to be included along with the moderate amount of sugar you're consuming, even any type of fruit. Here's why. All three of these nutritional elements will slow down the digestion of the natural sugar and stop it from causing blood sugar issues, insulin issues, and it will keep you healthy. These three elements are protein, fiber, and healthy fat. Consuming a large amount of fruit on its own without any protein, fiber, or healthy fat is not healthy because of the high amount of sugar that adds up or becomes cumulative very quickly. That includes freshly squeezed fruit juice. For example, consuming one orange is healthy, although it's much better if it's consumed along with a healthy protein and healthy fats, like having some raw nuts or seeds along with it. Consuming three or four oranges or the equivalent by itself is not healthy because of the large amount of sugar that adds up. You would definitely need to add protein to that to slow the digestion of the sugars. The same goes for freshly squeezed fruit juices and fruit smoothies that are pure fruit. With juice, there is no protein and all the fiber has been removed. All that's left is a whole lot of fruit sugar in liquid form, along with a limited amount of nutrition. Fruit smoothies also have an extremely high concentration of sugar, too much sugar to be healthy, and there's no protein or fiber, in the case of smoothies, not enough fiber, to slow down the digestion of the sugars. In a nutshell, consume moderate portions of sugar and make sure you consume it with protein, good fats, and high fiber foods. Let's talk about natural sweets versus refined sugars. There's a vast difference between naturally sweet foods that are either unrefined or minimally refined, like fruits and vegetables, as compared to refined foods and manufactured foods with added sugars. We've already talked about the main difference, which is the nutrition. Fruits and vegetables naturally contain sugars in limited amounts, and those sugars are surrounded by other nutrients like fiber, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and phytochemicals that make them healthy and usable by your body. Your body is able to obtain energy from that nutrition. Nutrition is simply not found in refined sugar, refined foods, and foods loaded with added sugars. All those refined foods and sugars end up being toxic to your body, and they damage your health. It's important to realize that your body needs a form of sugar called glucose because it is your body's main fuel source. Glucose is in every cell of your body, and your body produces glucose as well as obtaining glucose from the carbohydrates in your diet. Here's the crucial thing to remember about glucose. Your body is designed to handle glucose, a type of sugar, in the right amount from the right source. The right source is whole, unrefined, or minimally refined foods. There's an entire episode dedicated to this subject that you might want to listen to. Number TSSP012, Does My Body Need Sugar? Another episode about glucose that you may be interested in hearing is TSSP030, Sugar and Your Brain, Part 1, Glucose. If you're considering switching to artificial sweeteners in order to avoid the health issues of sugar, like blood sugar issues or weight gain, I urge you not to do that. Artificial sweeteners are not healthy at all. They come with a whole myriad of health concerns. There are two previous episodes that you might want to listen to. Episode TSSP005, Straight Talk About Artificial Sweeteners, which gives you a whole lot of detail about artificial sweeteners, and episode TSSP040, Are There Any Healthy Sugars?, which has a lot of information about the various types of sugar. So let's talk about the five best natural sweets, all fruits that are unrefined or minimally refined and full of nutrients. The first one is pomegranates. Pomegranates are one of the best sources of powerful antioxidants, phytochemicals, flavonoids, and polyphenols, which protects your body against heart disease and cancer and neutralizes free radicals that damage your cells. Pomegranates contain vitamin C, E, K, B5, which is pantothenic acid, and folate. Pomegranates contain the minerals manganese, copper, potassium, phosphorus, and magnesium. They also contain fiber. Pomegranates contain compounds that are unique to pomegranates called pumicaligans, which are the main reason for all the health benefits. Studies have shown that these compounds lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and help the body to recover from heart blockages by reducing the plaque on artery walls. The many nutrients in pomegranates help build and support the immune system, extremely beneficial during colder winter months. Current research suggests that pomegranates' phytochemicals could have a positive effect on reducing or preventing depression and osteoporosis. Let's talk about best natural sweet number two, berries, specifically raspberries and blueberries. Raspberries are beneficial for the liver and kidneys and cleanse the blood of toxins. They contain vitamins A, C, K, E, and B vitamins. They also contain the minerals manganese, folic acid, magnesium, copper, and iron, and they're also high in fiber. Raspberries are rich in antioxidants and phytonutrients, which makes them powerful against free radicals that are linked to oxidative stress, cancer, inflammation, and health issues related to aging. Blueberries contain antioxidants, including red and blue color pigments, which are rich in anthocyanins. Blueberries are a good source of fiber, and they contain vitamins A, C, and K. They also contain the minerals manganese, copper, iron, and zinc. The vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients in blueberries are beneficial for the eyes, helping with such vision problems as macular degeneration, cataracts, and diabetes-related retinopathy. Let's talk about number 3, apples. Apples have a high content of phytonutrients, including quercetin, and flavonoids, as well as antioxidants, vitamin C, and beta-carotene. These nutrients neutralize free radicals and build your body's immune system. Many vitamins and minerals in apples act as cofactors for enzymes in the body's metabolism and other functions within the body. These are B-complex vitamins, riboflavin, thiamine, and B6 pyridoxine, potassium, phosphorus, and calcium. Potassium is important for your cells and your body fluids and helps regulate blood pressure. Apples contain a high amount of fiber, including pectin, which is a type of fat-soluble fiber. When a whole apple is consumed, not just the juice or applesauce, the pectin combines with phytonutrients to lower blood fat, which is beneficial for the cardiovascular system. Let's talk about number 4, grapes. Grapes contain the phytonutrient resveratrol and other phytonutrients and antioxidants such as flavanols, phenolic acids, and carotenoids. They also contain vitamin K, copper, iron, vitamin B2, vitamin C, potassium, and manganese. Grapes contain another surprising nutrient, melatonin, which is a hormone that can act as an antioxidant. The high phytonutrient and antioxidant content in grapes helps support many of the body's systems, such as the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, the inflammatory system, the immune system, and the nervous systems. Studies have also shown that nutrition in grapes has a positive effect on overall blood sugar balance, regulating the production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone, and insulin sensitivity, or how well the cells react to the insulin produced by the body. That brings us to best naturally sweet food, number 5, dates. Dates are a whole food that contains fiber and phytonutrients. Dates do not spike blood sugar due to the fact that they are high in dietary fiber, even though they do have a high sugar content. The fiber content is helpful for colon health and for lowering LDL bad cholesterol. Dates are easily digestible and contain tannins, which have anti-inflammatory properties. Dates contain antioxidants, vitamin A, carotene, zeaxanthin, and lutein. Dates also contain iron, which is a major component of healthy blood cells and is very important for the blood to be able to carry oxygen. Dates contain potassium, which is beneficial for healthy blood pressure and for the heart, including protection against stroke and heart disease. Dates contain calcium, copper, magnesium, and manganese, all beneficial for bones and teeth, muscles, blood, and nerves. Dates also contain B-complex vitamins, which help the body to metabolize proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Dates contain vitamin K, which is necessary for the bones and for blood clotting. Let's talk about related previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast. TSSP 005, Straight Talk About Artificial Sweeteners. TSSP 012, Does My Body Need Sugar? TSSP 030, Sugar and Your Brain, Part 1, Glucose. And TSSP 040, Are There Any Healthy Sugars? Here's the 1-minute recap. In this episode, we covered why it's important to care about the impact of food during celebrations. We talked about the key to staying energetic and the natural sugar caveat. Then we talked about the difference between natural sweets and refined sugars. Then we got into the list of 5 best natural sweets, which includes pomegranates, berries, specifically blueberries and raspberries, apples, grapes, and dates. Then finally, we gave you a short list of related previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast. Here's the bottom line. There are many celebrations that happen throughout the year, and it's important to find healthy foods and healthy ways to celebrate. If sweets are an issue for you during celebrations, try switching out harmful refined foods and added sugars. Instead, switch in healthy natural sugar with nutritious foods that build your health and energy. The foods you eat and what you do every single day are forming daily habits for you. The foods you eat on a regular basis will determine your health. Food can either heal you or harm you, depending on what you eat consistently. If you are ready to switch your sugar and accelerate your energy and your health, book your switch session now. Go to www.connectwithkathy.as.me. The Sugar Switch Podcast is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast program that gives you a switch in perspective about sugar, nutrition, and your health. You will always find all of our episodes on our podcast website, thesugarswitchpodcast.com, and you will also find us on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Blueberry, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Android. Be sure to tune in every week for lots of great information coming your way. We have a great new series in the works and some new things happening that I can't tell you about just yet, so stay tuned for more details. Please tell everyone you know about the Sugar Switch Podcast so they can benefit from the valuable information too. And we'd love it if you'd please leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening from. We'd appreciate that so much. Thank you in advance. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch Podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch Podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.